It's the guy G Holy, and welcome back to the Dream Team Manifest. It's about that time, and yeah, as usual, we're just gonna thank the creator for allowing us to be in this space where I can say something that may resonate with you, and whatever doesn't resonate with you, put it in the nearest trash bin and never go back to it again. Everything that do resonate with you, live with it. Live with it, breathe it, become it. Today, I want to talk about titles and chasing titles and classism, right? I don't know what I'm going to name this because that's a super long title. I don't know why I would make the title that long, but you got to, where should I start with this? All right. Classism is a synthetic act following a natural act, right? Because it is a such thing as systematic classism. And that follows the natural classism. And I'm going to give you an example. For instance, you put something in a cup, right? Like a cup of water. You put some syrup, you put some ginger, like ginger flakes, like powdered ginger or granulated onion powder or something like that. You put some, I don't know, you put a ball in there, you put an anchor in there, you put a, now we're getting bigger than a glass, but let's just say a body of water, something like a pond or something like that. I'll say the glass for this one because The point I'm making is everything is going to find its level. When you go back the next day, it's not like that shit is all going to be mixed up. You're going to come back, the ginger going to be on one level, the ball going to be on one level, the syrup going to be on one level. It's going to find itself. That's the reason for pasteurization, is the fact that we know that everything separates. Everything on the planet, when in close proximity with each other, tends to separate. Not all things, but most things tend to separate. And it's not even a separation. It's just really finding your level. Like if you was out drinking with your friends or something like that, you wouldn't say, if you taking three shots and they taking two shots, you wouldn't say, man, they separated from me. It's just, that's your level. This is my level. So that's natural classism. And what follows that is, you know, the systematic classism, which leads to the titles. So systematic classism is the king, queen, peasant system that been placed upon us and overlaid on top of our society, where we give ourselves titles according to the titles that everybody else give us. So it's people running around just believing things that society has placed on them systematically. So you would think that you some type of lower level human being if you ain't got no money or something like that. Like you would think like, man, I'm the bottom of the barrel. Like it's people probably, you know, just suicidal or thinking about crazy stuff, robbing a bank. I actually know somebody that robbed a bank. And the funny part is, before he robbed the bank, I'm going to just say who it is. The funny part is before he robbed the bank, and this is my man, we was like almost managed by the same people. Like people, we was cool. We was doing shows together. So is my man. The last time I saw him before he robbed his bank, he was with the person who he robbed the bank with. He was on Market Street, like right by, everybody ain't from Philly, it don't even matter. So I saw him and he was selling his tape, and he had changed his name to Carpe Diem, right? Which is crazy. And the name of his album, I'll never forget, that I bought off him, I bought it knowing I wasn't going to listen to it. Because I wasn't even, I don't even think I was fucking with CDs around that time. So I bought it. And I gave him the $5. And I, you know, gave him a few words and just stepped off. And then the next time I hear about him, I hear, yo, from the dude that was in his group with him, the only person that didn't rob the bank with him. I mean, allegedly. I guess I could say allegedly. I don't know. They got found guilty, but, you know, everybody trying to beat their case. So let me just say allegedly robbed the bank. And so this person said, yo, this person robbed the bank. All right, cool. I go look at the tape. This motherfucker jumps on the counter like Chris Brown on the Gimme That video. He run in the bank, jump on the counter. They got guns, masks. They robbed the bank. They get away. I think they got caught later. In my mind, though, I'm thinking it was the pressure of the title. When niggas consider you a bum or like some type of struggle rapper or something like that, whatever, I can't imagine him needing the money. And I knew him pretty well. Like, I think I knew him well enough that he may have said, mentioned something to me about, yo, I need the money for my mom's surgery or something like that. That didn't happen. So I'm just assuming that he just wanted the money to, you know, to live a certain way. But I'm saying that's coming from the title of broke. Broke is the title. You would call somebody broke like they don't have no other value outside of what they have in their pocket. And that person will run around saying they broke. And what do the word broke mean? So you running around calling yourself broke because people call you broke. How could you ever manifest anything? How could you ever work if you're broke? It's literally like, it's literally opposites. How could anything ever work if you take on the title of broke? It don't make sense. Like, people take on the title of being a player. And they think, I got to live up to being a player. Because what people have seen from them in the past is things that people would say is like player type shit. So they'll live their whole life being a player. And they'll find somebody who is really perfect for them. But that player shit would be so much a part of their identity that they'd be like, nah, I can't fall for her. I'm a player. You just put that title on yourself and then chose to do what you thought somebody with the title should do instead of what you actually feel, because you gave in to the title. Nobody want to work at McDonald's. It's just the title thing, because honestly, niggas won't work at McDonald's, but niggas will work at the bank. I ain't know till I started knowing motherfuckers that like work at some of these places, like the bank or something like that. You know what's crazy? I worked at McDonald's, right? When I worked at McDonald's, motherfuckers looking at me like a nigga that worked at McDonald's. Now, mind you, getting a lot of women at McDonald's. I can't lie. Can't lie. Hey, write your number on a receipt. Yeah, here you go. You know what I'm saying? I'll write my number on the receipt. Here, take this or whatever. Like, no. I used to get them the receipt and they'd just slide it back before he left or whatever. I had a bunch of numbers, right? But I'm saying I still was working at McDonald's. Now, the crazy part is nobody went crazy when I was working at McDonald's. Like, nobody lost their mind. Like, you're working at McDonald's. That's so great. Nobody did that. Now, I'm going to tell you what they did do. I started working at the airport. Oh my gosh. You would have thought, did I just say, oh my gosh, that's crazy. I'm in third grade. You would have thought I just got a job at fucking, I don't know, fucking some great job. They was like, yo, you work at the airport? That's crazy. Yo, wow. Start like looking at me different. Like, yo, nah, man, he really doing his thing in his life. Cause he work at the airport. I mean, you cool and all, you know, you work at Walmart and that's fine, but he works at the airport. This guy is amazing. And I'm like, this how stupid this shit is. I was making more money at McDonald's. I was making more money at McDonald's. I started off at the airport, and this is a long time ago, you can probably tell because of what I'm about to say. But they was paying $5.50 an hour, like, plus tips. But because I was pushing people in like wheelchairs and people who needed help through the gate, I was pushing them to the gate, like, you know, through the gate and shit like that. So they'd give me little bullshit tips if I got a tip. Because the niggas outside that was carrying the bags in got everybody tipped. Think about this. People come in. Somebody bring their bags from the car inside. Just from the car inside. They get these motherfuckers $40. Then this person gets, you know, I'm the person that's going to be escorting, you know, the person through the gate because they got, like, physical issues. The motherfuckers look at me and be like, all right, yeah, take care of my grandma and just leave. It's the craziest shit I ever seen. I used to be like, yo, how can I get outside with these niggas? Damn. But, yeah, people started looking at me like, yo, you work at the airport. You really going places. And it's like, dog, you don't even understand. This shit ain't no cheese. Ain't no cheese in this shit. So it's just a dumbass title. It's just a dumbass title. And people take on the title of gangster or something like that and die a gangster because they'll be in a totally preventable situation. But because they titled themselves a gangster, you know, and they could truly be a gangster. I'm not saying you people always try to live up the title. Some people is like true to the title, but I know even then when you get locked into something, it's just not good. Because put it this way, everybody want to brand themselves, and whether it's music and anything entertainment, everybody want to brand themselves, whether it's music, film, any type of entertainment shit. You got to brand yourself. You got to have a brand story. But some people get so lost in their brand that they become a caricature of themselves. They do things in third person, in first person. Like say somebody like Brandy, and I'm just using her for example. I don't know what's up with her brand. I know she, I don't know. She killed somebody in a car or something like that. I don't know that much about Brandy. I like Moesha, whatever. So Brandy will be Brandy for so long, she'll forget she Brandy because she taking on a Brandy title, and she will ask herself, what would Brandy do before she actually make a move? Because she done already took on the title instead of just having a human response. You get what I'm saying? Like, you could take something in so much that you lock yourself in and don't allow yourself to be something else that you probably actually becoming. Because we always constantly evolving, constantly changing. So how could you say I'm this and not this when, yo, man, it's so much stuff I'm doing and did from the time I was 18 to now. That, come on, 18, I'd have been like, come on, that ain't me, that ain't me, that ain't me, that ain't me, that ain't me. But I could have locked myself into the that ain't me and not allowed myself to grow and not become who I am today. And I see that with a lot. I see that with a lot of people. You can't let a title start determining your actual identity, because there's a thing called reinvention. You can reinvent yourself at any time and be just as proud of who you are. Like, if you a person that's like, you know, you're a party person and you got all your party friends and now y'all got the title of party crew, but you really like, now you got a child, you really want to just be at home or whatever the case, but you only known as party girl from the party crew. It's going to be hard to step outside of that party girl, party crew box and, you know, because you put yourself into a thing where it's a part of your identity. People are scared to walk away from a title because what else they going to have? Like, they're going to be naked without that title. They're going to be naked without that title. Like, somebody who plays ball good. Matter of fact, this is a perfect example. This is why people who play basketball always lose their minds when they don't go to the NBA. Because them niggas been basketball niggas their whole entire life. So when them niggas don't make it to the NBA, like they and everybody else expect them to, they start doing all the stupid shit. Why? Because they out here without a title. If you're not John that's going to the NBA now, who are your John that? And the scariest thing, and I left that blank space, you're John that, because it's nothing. That blank space, though, is so scary to people. One of the scariest things to people is, like, I know people who won't move from their hometown because they be like, man, I ain't gonna know nobody over such and such. I look at that as a great thing because you already know the people you're going to know. So not only, you know, you can know new people and know the old people, you know, like you just don't ever want to meet anybody but who you know. And then on top of that, you can just reinvent yourself. I'm not saying become somebody who you are. I'm saying show your evolved self. Whereas, you know, I got friends who still look at me like the, not even friends, but I got people who still look at me like the 20-year-old me. But they be wrong every time about me. You get what I'm saying? Because they ain't been around. Now, if somebody who don't have a preconceived thought about me meet me, they could get the me now without the even pushback of, yo, I remember when you did this. You know what I'm saying? You used to be a wild boy. Nah, I ain't like that no more. They're not going to believe you. There's a lot of people who is not. Who is driving that? That's very unnecessary. They setting off car alarm. That's very unnecessary. Why would you be driving a car? I still hear the car. Why would you? Yo, listen, let me tell you something. If that was you, stop. If you listening to this, stop driving that car, man. Is louder than the law allow. It's not right. I don't even know what I was saying now. They fucking y'all shit up. But on to chasing titles. Let's just go to on to chasing titles. Because that's what it originally was about. That was the original thought, was chasing titles. People chase titles because just like people try to live up the titles that they, you know, been given, people chase titles because they think the title is gonna make them something. It's so crazy. Like, people would chase the title of wife or something like that because they think a wife is so much better than being a girlfriend. And what they find out is once they're a wife, it's just a title. Because somebody call you their wife, don't mean they'll treat you like it. Doesn't mean you'll even feel like it. You could wake up the day after your wedding day, nothing's different, and you just realize, damn, this is like the same shit with a ring on. Like for him or her too. Like somebody else, the partner could wake up the next day from, or get off the honeymoon or whatever it is, and just be like, man, this is the same. Like literally nothing's changed. Like we've been living together this whole time. We got three children. Like it's all the same, right? So people be chasing a title of, you know, rich. I'm going to tell you something that's dangerous about rich. Motherfuckers don't want to be rich for the money. That's dope. The craziest part about rich is people don't even want to be rich for the money, man. They want to be rich for the status. They want to have the rich in front of their name. Don't you know how they be like, and the Grammy nominated Nelly. They want that title in front of their name. And the rich Chanel. They want that title in front of their name so bad so they could stunt on other motherfuckers. Because a part of systematic classism is everybody looking down on the next person under them. So let's go through the list. You got the rich motherfuckers looking down. You got the wealthy motherfuckers looking down on the rich motherfuckers. The rich people is looking down on the, you know, people who just got paper that ain't rich. That's above middle class. Then you got them, they looking down on the middle class. You got the middle class looking down on the lower class. I don't know how it go. Yeah, I guess if you got a middle, you got a lower. And you got the lower class looking down on the even lower class. And then you got the even lower class looking down on the niggas that's in the projects. Like, yo, at least I live in a house. These niggas live in the projects. And you got the niggas in the projects looking down on the niggas that live in the alleyway. And you got the niggas that live in the alleyway looking down on the niggas that live in the alleyway but don't got a tent. Like, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. They make you think that you got to have a certain feeling about yourself according to how society look at you as far as class. Like, you should feel intimidated. Like, you should feel intimidated if you meet somebody that's got money. And people do it all the time, or got fame or something like that. People will meet somebody and be freaking out and biting their nails and jumping up and down, and because that person got a prestigious title. This is why it's a lot of miscommunication at jobs, and like that really, that management worker system never worked, because the title of manager means everybody is going to treat you different. So you're not really going to know what's going on with like the workers, because the workers fuck with worker niggas and they all be together and they like, you know, they try not to lose their jobs together. But, you know, think about this. Nobody don't ask the fucking manager, man. Niggas might ask like a bullshit manager, like a fucking night shift manager or someone. Nobody's not asking the manager to go to a party. Nobody's inviting the manager to a party, man. Because in their mind, that's out of their class. You're not even going to think about it. Like, man, that nigga is, you know, determined whether I got a motherfucking job or not to some extent. So, no, I don't even want this nigga to see me like in a party vibe or something like that. The manager would never get asked out. You know what I'm saying? Unless it was a, you know, some managers be like that. They be, you know, smoking blunts with. But that's not often, because the establishments usually try to pick people who like real by the book. And, you know, that's how you even get into position. Just showing your classism. Like, just showing, like, you get into a manager position by, like, just acting like a manager already. So, somebody take a pack of gum, you snitch on them, you get rewarded. You know what I mean? And somebody do some other dumb shit. Yo, you know, what you call, came in late, but they clocked in early. And then you go snitch on that, and now you're a manager. I don't know. I've never been a manager, but I feel like everybody that's been a manager been them type of people. So, I've seen the process. You know what I mean? So, but even them, they think when they become a manager, yo, you know that person that's like been Keisha around the way the whole entire time. The whole entire time they was from when they was born to when they was 30. They was Keisha from around the way. They get a management position at AutoZone and they go crazy. Now, they ain't even Keisha from around the way no more. You can't even be like, yo, from down the block. They whole shit is different. Yo, who you? Yo, they don't even respond to you no more. You know what I'm saying? They got the shit in their bio, manager, all those on. Because that shit, like, define them. But that's a dangerous game. When you playing a title game, whether you chasing titles or trying to live up to a title that you earn, playing the title game could only lead to either boxing yourself in or being mad that you went outside of the box. Because at the end of the day, you're an individual. It's no box for you. Like, of course, there's certain boxes. Like, you could say, I'm 6'2". That's a solid fact. I'm 6'2". So, I go in the box with all the 6'2 niggas. Cool. But within that, we not the same. You get what I'm saying? Like, nobody's not going to be exactly the same. Like, that's why that dude on, I ain't going to get too far into this, but it's a dude on YouTube who, like, I mean, on, I think Instagram, who he's supposed to be, like, some street dude, but he's also saying he was snitch. So, he was, like, a street dude back in the day that do, like, you know, a bunch of positive shit now. So, but he still be, like, kind of begging for the beat. Not begging for it, but egging it on. Like, so he'd be like, yeah, I wish one of you niggas would touch me. I'm snitching. The reason people can't respect that or understand that is because he was already labeled as a gangster. Mind you, he's not a gangster and he don't do gangster shit no more. So his whole thing is, why should I be held to gang? I'm not out here gangbanging with you niggas. I'm a fucking jail reform advocate. Why would I be out here playing by the rules of a gangster? And from that perspective, it makes a lot of sense. Not something I would do, but it make a lot of sense from that perspective. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, he really went into why he does that. It's really so he can get off with some shit if something happened. Like, if he reports you to the police, then once something happened, it's already on, you know what I mean, on file. So that was just a strategy. But I'm just saying, if he would have never said he was a gangster, people wouldn't have been expecting him to do that. But this is just an example of, even when you change, people still putting them old titles on you, and you, like, could feel pressured to be, you know what I mean? Because he could have felt pressured and been like, man, I am a gangster, man. I ain't going to say nothing. But he was true to himself. He said, man, I used to be a gangster. Now I do this. So I don't got no problem doing that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, whether it's something I would do or not, it's just the fact that he did it. It's really courageous to be able to step outside your box, man. Like, you know, that's why a person like, I'm not going to keep, this ain't going to be too long. This is my longest one ever, but I'm going to keep it going for a second. Nipsey Hussle, right? One, because he wasn't afraid to step outside the box of I'm a gangbanger from LA. Every time you hear a dope Nipsey Hussle story, it's because he wasn't upholding whatever the title was at the time that people would have placed on him. Nah, he said, I'm everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm a gangster. I'm smart. I'm smart enough to have the smartest people around me. You know what I'm saying? I'm friendly. Like, you know what I mean? I'm respectful. All the stuff you wouldn't think from a fucking LA gangbanger. And all those things work to his advantage. So his advantage is to not coming out of your, you know, it's people literally right now putting themselves in a box right now. Damn, man, I'm a single mom or dad. Like, how I'm gonna go to college? Mind you, it's somebody doing this shit. Mind you, it's somebody with more whatever, and they doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, to sum it up, upholding titles just for the sake of having a title and being scared to be naked without that title is whack. It could stunt growth, evolution, and it's hard to grow in a box. Only thing can grow in a box is a plant, and even then, might need some extra space. You get what I'm saying? So, chasing titles too, you got to understand, chasing titles is not something, it's no title you can have that's going to be fulfilling. If you notice, everybody who get the titles is still be mad at the world. They still be mad at the world. Like, you got niggas who supposed to be up or whatever, and they the most hating niggas you ever seen in your life. These people is the people look up to as far as having a little bit of money or whatever, taking care of their family. And these be the most bitter people. How? Because these people never dealt with themselves at all. They chased the title. They got the title. And then the title defined them. But they still empty. They still ain't do none of that kind of work. So, you know, you looking at them like they somebody, but they worried about everybody else. Hating on everybody else just to be like, yo, I'm up here and they down here. Just to keep reiterating it and shit like that. You know what I mean? That one dude that got the foreign car but can't stay out the hood. Because they know if they take their foreign car to a certain area, everybody got a foreign car and it's not going to matter. You get what I'm saying? It's classism. They want to shit on everybody. You know what I'm saying? So stop chasing titles. I ain't telling you what to do. I'm just saying if it resonates with you, take it. Stop chasing titles. Stop thinking that you got to be in the title. And stop looking down on people who got a different title. Because everybody, even though, like I said, like I started off just to bring it full circle, even though it's natural classism that happens, you put a bunch of tigers and lions and bears in the fucking wild, the bears going to hang with the bears, tigers going to hang with the tigers, lions going to hang with the lions. It's natural classism. You know what I'm saying? The difference between a human, and I'm going to end it with this. The difference between the humans and the lions and the tigers and the bears, and why you could put those all those things in the wild, and the humans would probably come out on top, even though they're the least physically dominant of the four, out of the bear, tiger, lion, and human. The reason why the humans are going to come out on top is adaptability. I always say human superpower is adaptability. So a lion's not going to make a house to keep a human out, but a human is going to make a house. So I'm saying if it's enough material for the humans, they just going to block themselves off from the animals and adapt. So I'm saying adaptability is your superpower. So adapt to who you are and you don't got to worry about being in a box. Like, adapt to yourself. If you changing, let it be known. I was changing. I changed my name to go with it. I had to let it be known. Nah, I'm on a different level. This ain't that. This not the old. This a whole different level. I got to represent that. Nah, I'm G-Holy. Nah, don't call me that. Niggas already calling me holy, but I'm just saying, I'm G-Holy. Don't come with that. You know what I mean? That's the old stuff. I don't really vibe with that. So can't be afraid to do that. You got to be adaptable and evolve and show your evolution. And if you're trying to evolve by titles, you're going to have to fully be within that title to feel comfortable calling yourself that. When if you run around calling yourself an aspiring rapper, you're never going to make it as a rapper. You got to be a rapper already. Put it down. Manifestation. I'm done talking, man. I'm out of here, man. It's 34 minutes. I ain't never did no shit. How am I going to put this on YouTube? Oh, my God. I have to do it in parts. Nah, I always like kicking it with y'all. I'm glad y'all stayed 34 or whatever minutes. I hope it was dope. It was dope to me. That's why I kept going so long, you know what I mean? 34, 35 minutes. But I'm the God G-Holy. This has been a Dream Team Manifest, I believe, 27. If I'm wrong, fuck it. I'm out of here, though, man. Three times.